San Luis Potosi Automotive Delegation explores business opportunities in Rio South, Texas. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. McAllen, Texas, business representatives from the San Luis Potosi Automotive Cluster met with economic development officials and strategic partners from Rio South, Texas on June 11, 2026, to discuss opportunities in manufacturing, logistics, energy, and automotive supply chains. The COSTEP, Council for South Texas Economic Progress, hosted the networking breakfast and meeting at the Cambria Hotel in McAllen. Adam Gonzalez, Chief Executive Officer of COSTEP in the Rio South Texas region, welcomed the delegation. Rio South Texas connects cities across Cameron, Hidalgo, Jim Hogg, Starr, Webb, Willacy and Zapata counties with 10 municipalities in Tamaulipas, Mexico. The binational corridor includes Laredo, McAllen, Edinburg, Farr, Harlingen and Brownsville. Luis Alberto Gonzalez, Director General of the San Luis Potosi Automotive Cluster and Treasurer of Mexico's National Network of Automotive Clusters, led the visiting group. "Thank you for inviting us here today to learn more about Rio South Texas region," Gonzalez said. The visitors included Ricardo Perez Castillo of Indutermica, which specializes in energy efficiency for high-temperature equipment used in heat treatment and curing processes. Fernanda Centeno, Commercial Coordinator for Logistic Industrial Park, said the 2,200-hectare development is the largest industrial park in San Luis Potosi and is home to BMW and General Motors. Ricardo Jimenez, General Director of Electrotecnia Plus, represented an industrial electrical engineering, construction, and maintenance company. Jimenez said the company also operates a business near Houston that installs and maintains industrial robots. Gustavo Duay, Commercial Director of PEASA, represented Grupo Industrial Mexicano, which includes PROMINOX, PISA and KALGIM. "It has been a great experience, and I believe significant opportunities could arise from this," Duay said. The agenda included presentations by COSTEP and the Automotive Cluster, an economic development panel and a logistics and infrastructure presentation by Jorge Torres, a U.S. customs broker and president of Interlink Trade Services. See related story. COSTEP brings regional EDC leaders together.